Some nurses at the Accra Psychiatric Hospital are on a sit-down strike. The decision follows government's inability to settle what they say is their long-standing salary arrears. Spokesperson for the aggrieved nurses, Emmanuel Febiri, said despite the diplomatic steps taken to resolve their grievances, the Ministry of Health has not shown any interest in resolving the impasse. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
Actually, what happened is sometime ago, as far back as up to 2012, no matter the number of years or months that you've worked for, when the government is ready to pay you, they pay everything in full. That's when you're seeking your first salary. It comes with all the number of months and years that you've worked for. But from 2013, they realized that they have a lot of inefficiency in the system, so they want to correct that issue. So they came out with a 3-month policy, meaning that if you work for more than a year or two, they'll pay you only 3 months, and afterwards you'll fill a form called a salary arrears form. Then based on that, they'll pay the remaining. As I speak to you, we the next year, we employed in 2013 September, then June 2013, then April and May 2014. The 2013 batch, they started working before the policy came into being. The policy came somewhere November 2013. But this is a government. You say that's one policy. So whether you came before the policy or the policy came after you, you're going to be affected. We're not bothered. We went ahead and filled the so-called arrear form. So upon filling it, we're thinking that the government will pay us. But upon several persuasions and all that, the government never paid us. So we never wanted to resort to any unexpected action also. We reported to the Labour Commission to come in. Labour Commission also listened. They wrote a formal letter to the Minister of Health to come and respond appropriately. The Minister of Health never heeded to the call from Labour Commission. To the extent of being Labour Commission to subpoena them 2 times. The first subpoena, they didn't respond. The second one, which they forfeit the Attorney General to advise them to, they didn't come. Then we went on to meet Honorable Haruna Idrisu for him to intervene. He also wrote a letter to them to respond to our calls, which they didn't. Then the GNA President wrote a formal letter to the Minister of Health to also respond, which they wanted to do it. So we've gone through all the diplomatic process that we can do, almost all the offices, the letters we've written and everything, but the government is already to listen to us. So that's our main issue.
If you say you are on a sit-down strike, what do you mean by that?
What it means is we are ready to work, and because of these innocent patients that we have, we want to work. So we are in our uniform here at work, as I speak to you right now. But we are not going to touch any patient because psychologically, we are not okay to attend to these patients who have a little of mental difficulty. Because if psychologically, if you are not okay, how do I attend to such patients? So we are on a sit down strike, meaning we are here, but we are not touching any patient. We are just sitting there quietly.
How long will this sit down strike take?
We issued the statement last week that if we are not paid, we'll go on a sit down strike starting 3rd August, that is yesterday. Nobody from ministries called us. Up to now, nobody has called us. So we started yesterday, and it's going to continue from now up to Friday. If by Friday the money is not paid into our accounts, we will go home. Because we have creditors who always come after us that, you know, we should pay the loans that we come for and all that, which we are not able to pay.